He adopted me, brought me into His family. Today, we're going to talk about praise a little bit. We talked a little bit about the altar. We didn't quite get to the altar, but we have an altar, a altar, not a bunch of altars. And we understand that our altar is Jesus Christ, and they're not worthy to come to it because they're not coming to Him being saved by grace. They're coming to Him with legalism and sacrifices and things that have been done away with. But today I'd like to talk about praise, and a few things about praise I'd like to think about is, as Baptists, sometimes we constrict ourselves and constrain ourselves so that we don't seem like the charismatic sometime and other groups and things like that. But if you'll really look at praise in the Bible, there's the praise of men, where if somebody does a good job, we pat them on the back, we talk to them and tell them how good a job they did and lift them up, not to worship them, but to acknowledge that they have worked hard and done something really, really well. And even the Bible says that the praise of men, He says in Proverbs 31:30, y'all going to really have to struggle if you try to flip pages, because I'm really only going to be on it today, because I broke all my rules. I'm not going to stick into one spot. I even typed it all. Well, I didn't type it all out. I printed it all out. If I'd have typed it, we'd still be typing. So I have broken all rule that I ever go by. So anyways, it says, the favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So it does say that man can praise another person, or a man can praise a woman. Someone who fears God is worthy to be praised, not because they're special, but because of the one they are in fear of. So we can honor people. We can give people praise for the fact that they do things that is worthy. But praise means to account worship or value or something to something. So we sit around in our churches now and we say, when we sang our songs a while ago, that should have been praising. We should have been finding in those songs there should have been worship. He was worthy to be praised. He was elevated in our singing. He was elevated in the fact that we came here to give Him honor and glory, and He is worthy of those things. So it says even God Himself praises in Romans chapter 2 verse 29. It says God Himself even praises. If we were in Romans 2, it says, but He is a Jew, which is one outwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose name, whose praise is not of men but of God. In other words, those who are saved and set up and things like that, those men are not praised by men Himself, but of God Himself. So even God Himself gives praise. And so He lifts us up. He puts worth to us. He makes us valuable. I understand, we understand, we were deserving of hell. We were deserving to be put away. We were deserving of nothing but the justice and wrath of God. And yet He sets us in Jesus Christ. He sets us on the solid rock, and He even acknowledges us as being worthy after that. So even before the foundation of the world, He did these things. So let's look at a few things. And then we have praise, as in the praise of angels, from angels, not to angels, but nevertheless humans praise God, and angels could praise God, and nature could praise God. So if we will, let's turn in our Psalms 148. Let's turn to Psalms 148 and let's see what God's Word says about praising and all nature praising. And Psalms 148, if I can ever get there. When I hear the pages quit rattling, I'll know you're there. Psalms 148 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds, fulfill his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts of all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, praise him. Praise, and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heavens. He also exalted the horn of his people. Praise all the saints, even the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise ye the Lord. So it says here, we should be praising God. We should be praising God in everything we do. We should be lifting up his name, first of all, because we were created. We were brought into this world by him. First of all, he is worthy to be praised just because we were born, just because we were able. It says even that the angels should be praising God. And we know that there are angels sitting around the throne of God going, holy, 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 all the time. And we ourselves should be saying, holy, holy, holy. It says here that even the sun and the stars and the moon and all these things that were made, and we sit here, how do we know they're doing that? Because the Bible says they're doing that. It even says all creation in Romans in one place. All creation groans waiting for the redemption that's to come. All the creation is praising God because it knows who he is. Even the earth. It's amazing how men don't know who God is, but yet all creation knows who God is. They do. They know him unfailingly. They trust God to feed them. The birds. Says, even the birds don't worry about where they're going to build their nest or where they're going to get their food. They don't go out and try to plant rows of corn and hope something will grow. They just naturally eat what comes up. And men go out and plant stuff and throw stuff out, and they just feed freely on these things. Even your hummingbirds, you just go out there and fill them things up, and they ain't worried about you filling them up. They just know it's going to be there. Steady getting it. Even creation, even heaven should praise God. And I'm sitting here, we as Baptists have let that be taken away from us somehow or other. We hold it, we constrain it, we pull it in because we're afraid maybe somebody might say, wow, that guy's getting a little excited, more excited in church than he needs to maybe. But the Bible says we should praise the Lord. I'm not talking about being unruly, and I'm not talking about being carried away, and I'm not talking about being out of order. Everything should be done in the church house decently and in order. But praising God would be decent and in order if we were doing it. It doesn't mean we have to constrain on. Amen. If you feel like if God put it on your heart to praise God, hallelujah. We're not going to, well, we might turn around. He might be going to the side. But because we do that only because we have constrained ourselves down to trying to be what we think we ought to be. It says here, even the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded. We have been commanded to praise God. We have commanded. When I'm on my lawnmower, I'm riding around the yard, and I'm saying, how great he is, how worthy he is. I'm thinking, I'm sitting here, man, I'm sitting, this would be some good stuff to preach in church. I probably have some better sermons on the lawnmower than you get to hear here, because it's just me and God. And I'm thinking of all the great things that he's done and all the things he has done for me and the things that he's worthy to be praised about. And I sit here, wow, he's worthy. I'm just going round and round and round, and I'm thinking about all the good things God has done. I can remember watching Brother Jerry cut grass. If you ever watched him, he had his mind on this thing that long. He knew exactly where to turn. Because the whole time he was probably sitting there praising God, worshiping God, praying to God, thinking about his sermons, things like that. And so the whole time he's out there, he looked like he's cutting grass. But yet what's going on in his head, probably praising God, worshiping God, every little turn, he says, amen here, hallelujah there. And we need to be praising God all the time through all things. It says, even the dragons. You say, dragons? Yeah, even the dinosaurs and those big things that used to walk on the earth. They did. They were here. They were with us. They even praised the Lord. They knew who God was. It says, even fire and hail and snow and vapor and stormy winds fulfill His word. Everything about what goes on lifts up and fulfills the word of God. Man, He is worthy. It says, even the beasts, the mountains and the hills and the fruit trees, all the cedars, they even praise God. You remember when Jesus rode in on the week before He was crucified? And the people came out and they're throwing down branches and they're throwing their clothes all out and they're hollering, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hosanna! And the Pharisees and all them said, tell those people to hush up. And He says, if I told them to hush up, even the rocks would cry out. If the very rocks would cry out, why shouldn't we? Why aren't we? If the very rocks would praise God. Just think about all the people who are truly Christians. If we run around every day actually praising God, what manner of conversations you got in front of everybody else. Did we just hear that this morning? How is our conversation? Are we praising God? Are we lifting God up? Are we glorifying Him through our day? Or are we just mully-grubbing through? He is worthy to be praised. It says the mountains and the hills and the trees and the beasts, lions, tigers, those things, and the cattle and the creeping things and the flying fowl. Everything that consists or is on this earth is commanded to praise God. Whew. Woe is me. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord. Let them praise the Jehovah. Let them praise God Almighty. Let them acknowledge His power and His strength and His honor and His glory and His holiness and His righteousness and everything about them. Boy, would we be doing some fabulous things if we were doing all that. And I'm not talking we as in y'all. I'm talking about we as in all of us. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. Excellent. He's the only one that is excellent. And then we see we have the praise. From there we go to the praises of thanksgiving. And thanksgiving is a little different than praising, because thanksgiving, praising is about who He is, and thanksgiving is also about not necessarily who He is, but what He has done for us personally. Now, He's blessed us. We ought to be thankful that He's put this church back together. He's done all these things. But every single one of us, He has personally blessed in some way, shape, or form. So when it says, when we praise Him or thank Him, we thank Him for some personal blessing. How often we forget about the little things. And we should be saying, Lord, thank You for the wife that we have. Thank You for the vehicles You've given us. Thank You for the roof over our head. Thank You for the children that we have. Thank You for, I haven't got that sickness or this sickness. Or maybe even thank You, I have this thing that it might grow me up into learning something else. Even the little things we establish as thanksgiving is a personal thing. And praise is a everybody thing. And then we see here we have the things of thanksgiving. And the name is, and transition to the Hebrews, praise ye the Lord. And the Hebrews in the book of Psalms says, come from the root word, hallelujah, and we know about that. But let's go to Psalms 113 for a minute. Psalms 113. You're going to say, you're going to read a lot of Psalms today. I certainly am. I asked God to give me something, and this is what He gave me. 113. You know, from 113 all the way to 118 is nothing but praise. So we're going to touch on some of this. Nothing but praise from 113. This is the things that we should do as redeemed. This is the things that we should do because God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. It says here, let me get this out of the way. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, everything about the Lord should be, we should be praising. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Woe is me. How often do I go from the very moment I get out of bed, from the moment the sun comes up, am I praising God until I go to bed? Whoever wrote that ought to kick him right in the shins, right? Praise ye the Lord even till you go to bed. The Lord is high above all nations. We sit here and we worry about all this stuff that was going on in the news for the last few weeks. The Lord is high above all nations. The Lord is up there, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God? Who dwelleth on high? Who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of the people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Every single thing that happens to us comes from God. It says here, we should be praising Him from the very moment we rise. We go, oh man, I got up out of bed again. When we should jump out of bed or step out of bed, and the first thing we say, morning, Lord. Praise you. Thank you for getting me out of bed. Thank you for making me able to be able. Thank you, Lord, for having the coffee pot. Thank you, Lord, for having a kitchen to go to. Thank you, Lord, for the glass of water I needed to drink this morning. Thank you, God, all day long. Praise God. He is worthy. He is able. And then we move on into the next chapter. You thought I'd stop, didn't you? But it says here, and we're still praising. We've got several of these. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of the strange language, Judah was his sanctuary. Judah, we learned about that the other night in our Bible study. Judah means praise. The very word Judah itself means praise. And Israel, his dominion, and the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was divided back. The mountains skipped like rams. I'm waiting to see that day. And the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye hills like lambs, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turneth the rocks into standing water and the flint into a fountain of waters. In other words, we have a God who has no limitation. We have a God who is boundless. We have a God who is greater than anything that we can even imagine. And we praise Him so down here where we're at, we don't even understand. He can make mountains tremble. He can make waters and things move around. He can move trees. And He can divide waters. He even split the sea that the Egyptians could walk across on dry land. And I know He did because it says He did. And we sit here. He is worthy. And then He took that same sea and He swallowed up His very enemy and got glory. And if you'll read Exodus chapter 15, I ain't going to go there this morning, but that's a whole chapter on Moses singing about the glory of God and praise to God because the sea swallowed up the enemies. And they just sang and they danced. You notice I said they danced. And they played their little thimbles, musical instruments, and they did all kinds of things that we'd sit back and say, they're not very Baptist-like, are they? Maybe we're not very like them sometimes. I don't know. I'm not trying to go there. And then we go into chapter 15. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He pleased. Man, we think so small. He has done whatsoever He pleased. We read over those things and we say, well, you know, I'm going to try to make it through the day. He has done whatsoever He pleased. And He has brought into each one of our lives the things necessary for us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every one of us, whether we like it or not, or whether we know it or not, has a different thing going on in our lives. And God has done what He pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, and they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are likened to them. So is everyone that trusts in them. In other words, you can make all the statues you want to, and you're just like them. You can't hear, you can't see, you can't walk, you can't talk. There's nothing godly about it. You're just following a bunch of dead stuff, and you're as dead as they are. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. We weren't just an afterthought. Everything that happens to us, God has orchestrated. He has been mindful of us. And I have lost my place. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless us. He knows who we are. We're His children. What were we just saying? I'm a child of the King. In houses and lands and everything else, He will bless us. He will take care of us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. We talked about this morning, small and great. God takes care of covetousness, as you were talking about, takes care of small and great. Everybody has these things. Everybody thinks, but God also blesses even the tiniest people in His bunch. Even the small, the people that sometimes we'd look over and not notice, God takes care of them too. He says He blesses the small and the great. God shall increase you more and more, you and your children. God is the one that brings us along. God is the one that holds us up. God is the one that sustains us. God is our keeper. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. In other words, He owns it all. We talk about He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Besides that, He owns all the earth that He'll sit on. Everything belongs to Him. There's not one thing that we're looking at out here. We can look out the window and think, oh, wow, man, look at what all they got. That's even His also. They get to use it. They get to use it. The stuff we have is actually a borrowed thing. It's ours only because He gave it to us. We get to use these things. The heavens and the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given unto the children of men. And we see the world's been done with this. And the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from His name from this time forth, and even more praise the Lord. In other words, He is worthy, so we need to start getting it done. It says, the earth's been given to the children of men, but it's our job as saved folks, it's our jobs as good Christians to praise God even in their face. Not to make fun, not to ridicule, not to try to say, well, I'm here and you're not, but to acknowledge His worthiness before them, to acknowledge that He is able and great and holy and righteous. I may not get through with this. Then we move on to 16, just for temporary. Let's move on to 6 to 17. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great towards us. The Lord, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. His mercy is why we're here today. His grace is why we're here today. We could not stand in His presence had He not made us able through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then we need to look at some things that we probably should not do, that we should not praise Him unrightly. I got all fired up in this doing it good stuff. I need to also talk about the things of not doing things. In other words, let's turn to Matthew 15:8 just temporarily. Matthew 15:8. In Matthew 15:8, it says, "The people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." So first of all, if we're going to praise God, we need to make sure our hearts are right. This is not a matter of we're going to walk in here and I'm going to show how holy I'm in front of all you guys and do my thing and act like I'm this and act like that. First of all, I need to make sure that I have asked God to forgive me of all my sins, asked God to forgive me of all my unrighteousness, everything I've done. Because believe it or not, every one of us do things every single day that we shouldn't do. Before we walk in here, we should take a moment to say, God, forgive me of everything I've done wrong and done things that I might be right able to come before you. So when I come before God, I don't come before Him just with my lip service, that my heart's not right, but I come before Him with my heart being established in His glory and His honor. The fact is that I am a people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips. I hear that all day long, but those guys don't know God like I know God. Or at least they don't know the God I know. And it says, they draw nigh unto Him with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Then it says here, and we look around, that we should do it in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. 1 Corinthians 14:40. And this is where we distinct ourselves from those folks that are get carried away in charismatic stuff where they're jumping around and hollering, everybody's speaking some kind of gibberish or whatever. But it does say, let all things be done decently and in order. That doesn't mean we can't say amen. That doesn't mean that we can't raise a hand and say hallelujah, praise God, or anything like that. But we do these things decently and in order. Everybody out there ain't just jumping up and down, swishing their hands around like a bunch of pom-pom dancers. But we're praising God in a decent and order service. And there is a time, as we have learned through these things, where you might leap for joy, or you might be excited, you might dance for the Lord. But any dancing that we would do for the Lord would not be something that would be sensual or something like that, but it would be leaping and hopping. David leaped and hopped and jumped and skipped because he was happy in Jesus. He was happy in God. There's nothing wrong with us having a little pep in our step because of God. But if it turns into something else, then we need to check ourselves out and see what we're doing. But it says here that we praise God. And another wrong place to praise God, or a wrong way to praise God, and this is one I really need to take care of, is Amos. If I can find Amos in here. In Amos chapter 5. Verses 21 through 24. This is a way not to get God excited. This is a way not to get God on to doing it. It says, and God said, Amos 5:21, I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell of your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer ye burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy song, for I will not hear the melody of thy vowels. But let judgment run down as the waters, and righteousness as the mighty streams. In other words, God says, if your heart's not right, don't bring these things to me. Don't come to me with your heart unright. Make sure you're right before you come in here. Make sure you're really praising me. Make sure you're really worshiping me. Make sure you're doing it right. Because if we come in here with a false sense of worship or praise, He says, I don't want to hear it. When we sing our songs, if we don't mean what we're saying, if we're not singing what we believe, what we trust, what we want to be glorifying to Him, if we're just singing just because everybody else is, And I know there's places where, well, we're going to sing that song. We're just going to keep singing. I just say all the words. But in my heart, there was nothing. Did I just say the words, or did my heart actually look what I was saying? Did I actually see I'm a child of the King? I will give Him honor. I will give Him glory. Face to face with Christ my Savior. What a day that's going to be. Was my heart saying, I'm looking forward to being face to face with God, or was I just face to face with Christ my Savior? And then just your mind said, do I even know what I just said? Was I even looking at being face to face with Christ my Savior? Or did I just say the words? Guilty. You know, I can say that. Sometimes I just, my mind ain't here, my mind ain't there. I sang the words, but there was no praise in them. And we're all guilty of those things. But I'm saying here, He's worthy to be praised. And as believers, more than anything else, we have a mouth that others can hear. The birds may be singing praise God. The trees may be hollering praise God. The hills may be leaping that we can't even see singing praise God. But God says, and when God said, the Pharisee said, tell those folks to shut up. They're bringing glory and honor to you. And Jesus said, if they didn't bring honor and glory to me, the very rocks would shout out. Do we want a bunch of rocks to outshout us? I mean, come on, really? We need to be, when we get out of bed, when we're walking down the street, when we're driving in our cars, praise God ought to be on our lips. Our hearts ought to be so excited about what God has done for us that we just let it roll off. And I hear people all the time, every day, even especially when I make them mad at work, and they turn and say, well, bless you. Bless you is like a curse word. You just made me mad. You didn't give me what you want, so I'm going to get back at you by saying, bless you. Because you just said to a real Christian, oh man, I should have done more for that guy. I don't know. But I'm saying bless you sometimes is not a bless you. It's really a curse you. I asked you for this, I asked you for that, you didn't give it to me, but bless you anyways. That's not a blessing. So we need to make sure that when we're praising and when we're blessing, we're truly blessing and not cursing. You say, wow, I got all wound up with that and I got finished, don't know what I said. Except praise the Lord. Bring honor and glory to His name. In fact, it says here that even God praises, we should praise. And we can also praise. Remember when Hannah prayed? And she was praising God. She was asking Him for a child. And she prayed and her mouth moved, but no words came out. We can even praise God and worship God silently. So there's not a box that everything gets set in. Every one of us has a time for praying and nobody hears. And then there's a time for praising and everybody can hear. And then we know when she prayed later after she got the child, she was excited. Bless God, my shield, my power, my strength, my honor, my glory. Bless God who is almighty and everything else. So she went from whispering to plumb out shouting near about. And Eli said, whoa, look at her. And she says, here's the child that I prayed for. And went on from there. So we see here that we praise God. We praise is almost invariably linked to music. Praise comes from music, from a joyful heart. So when these churches say that, well, we ought not have music, we ought not have guitars, we ought not have this, that, and the other. We've got the biggest drum set you got right there. If y'all don't know that, that's a drum instrument. A piano is a percussion instrument. So when these people say we can't have drums in the church, well, we've got to kick the piano right out of here because that's a drum. It's a beaten instrument. She may be matching them things, but there's a hammer going on hitting strings up in there. It's a percussion instrument. So I'm not necessarily against drums, but against what some people get out of drums. I'm not against guitars. I'm not against clarinets and trumpets. And all those things can be used to glorify and praise God. And I think we should use them. We just need to make sure that they honor and glorify God when we do them. So therefore, if you want to bring your trumpets and your cymbals and let's praise God, I'm all for it. Let's just praise God with them though. Let's let our hearts be right. Now, I know I didn't say a lot about being saved this morning, but the thing is, there's no way that you can praise God the way we just talked about praising God unless God has saved you. There's no way. So if God has saved you, if God has showed you that you're a sinner, if God has showed you you're in need of a Savior, if God has showed you that He has saved you and you've repented of your sins, let us know. Tell us about it. I mean, when you walk up here, that doesn't save you. You were saved back there. You were saved before you got up here. If God has made you a believer, made you understand your need for Jesus, then let us know. Brother Keith?